This is episode 1617. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley. I welcome you to our series on self-care. We've been exploring all week long. And in today's episode, you are in for a treat. A fellow listener reached out to me on Twitter asking me if I would create a floating down the river blue lotus meditation. There are many titles to this, but it is a beautiful meditation. Visualization that provides you a deep sense of inner peace. And so I did some research, listening to various meditations, guiding people through this blue lotus floating down a river meditation, and I created some modifications to the meditation to make it my own, to put my own little spin on this beautiful meditation. Now, the full guided meditation is on our Sip and Om meditation app, which you can head over there and try out for 2 weeks, absolutely free. And in the guided meditation, you are taken through the full meditation visualization. Here on the podcast, I'll get you started and tell you what to do. And then you go ahead and guide yourself as you do this meditation. It'll be a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy it. So now, as you settle yourself in, I want to point out that this is a great meditation for you to focus on your fifth chakra. Chakras are energy centers representing various emotions and memories you've had. So your fifth chakra is at your throat, and it to do with a deep inner stillness and how you show up in the world and how the world perceives you. The color of this chakra is a deep indigo blue. So it's perfect for the blue lotus floating down a river meditation. And the chakra also has to do with the quality of your voice, the words you speak, your neck, your vocal cords, your throat. So you can visualize these areas as you do the meditation if you'd like. So settle yourself down, and here is how you do my spin on the blue lotus meditation. You will visualize yourself seated along the shores of a river. The river has a nice, steady current. You're seated next to it, gazing out across the river. You notice the rush of the water. You feel the air on your face. You inhale the fragrance of this river. As you're gazing out at the river, you begin to notice softly, tiny glow Can you see that? These are actually flickering candlelight from individual candles placed within tiny banana leaf boats. Banana leaves folded by hand to hold a candle as it floats down the river. Soon you notice hundreds, a thousand of these tiny lights floating down the river in the banana leaf boats, carrying away troubles, cares, the prayers and wishes of others. As you gaze at the flickering miniature lights in their little boats, you decide to add your cares and worries as the boats float down the river. You see tiny blue flowers nestled around you. These blue lotus blossoms. You pick up one of them and reach out and take hold of a miniature banana leaf boat and place this blue lotus blossom in the boat. You place it back onto the water as it drifts down the river, carrying away your worries, your fears, your doubts. As you gaze upon the river rushing by you with the miniature lights flickering in the little boats, you decide to place your joy, your love, your gratitude within the miniature banana leaf boats. So you pluck a few more blue lotus blossoms, placing them in several tiny boats, and watch them as they drift down the river, carrying with them your joy, your gratitude, and your love. Sit in silence, enjoying this beautiful gift of these boats as you sink into inner stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.